but I don't know if we have these. Thank you. space. So you can see everything that's like home. So,
but that might be a good thing to hit on.
What shedding light on what you just said, though, like this is.
Right, exactly.
Anyhow, I had only brought that up because I wanted people to be.
Like, heads up, what's our
direction? And also, you know, I felt like that often people come in for the first thing and they would like.
Good morning, Harjeet. Good to see you. Good morning, Victor. Good morning, everyone. You guys don't know my older sister and everybody, right? Of course you do. So awesome to have you here. Daniel is covering for a sick coworker, so Daniel's not here. And anyhow, we are who we are, and we're glad to be here. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord God, our minds are diseased. At least they can be at times. All of us, in different ways, in different times. We get deep in our head and deep in our thoughts, Lord God. And you say that heaven is spread out before us on the earth and we do not see it. Help us see it. Help us see it this morning. Help us see it every day. And any minute that we get lost in our minds, Lord God, bring us back to the moment and help us see heaven here before us. The heaven that is your peace, that is your love, that is your joy. Fill us up now, Lord God, with your love. Fill us up with your strength and fill us up with your clarity. We're here for us, here today, regardless of how many there are of us. We are here to experience your love and your strength and to be rejuvenated and go out into our lives during the week to live the way you wanted us to live, which is to be happy and to be healthy and to be loving. We thank you for this time, and we thank you for this place, and we thank you to all be together, Lord God, and we pray it in your name. Amen.
Triumph for his glory. He arose the victor from the dark domain, and he lives.
So keeping in tradition, they all had a conference about doing verse 1 and 3 and then the chorus, and I wasn't a part of that. And so I saw Gabe Herkenjerk. Okay, I guess we're going to the chorus now. It's an excellent Redeemer tradition. We're going to sing a hymn together. You got one in mind?
This 316.
We're going to sing 316. We also have 356. If you have the strength to stand with me, please do.
Bernard of Clairvaux is for Doug and Kendra.
Oh, sacred head now wounded with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. How fair thou art with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn. How does that visage languish, which once was bright as morn? What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. Mine was a transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor, assist me with thy grace. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? Oh, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love to thee.
You may be seated.
Which one are we doing? Oh, yeah, okay. I know this one, Mom.
And shout, if we fail to praise you, Father, then will the very rocks cry out. If we keep our voices silent, all creation will rise and shout. If we fail to praise you, Father, then will the very rocks cry out. From the corners of creation, come the people of the living God. Every tongue and every nation, gather now to praise the Lord. If we keep our voices silent, all creation will rise and shout. If we fail to praise you, Father, then will the very rocks cry out. rise and shout. If we fail to praise you, Father, then will the very rocks cry out. From a world of tribulation, come and let your voice be raised. Join us now in congregation. Let the living God be praised. Alleluia, unto him we offer praise. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. In the heavens angels sing, alleluia. Give the glory to the Most High King.
Needs a quick breather. We're going to do some praise if you'd like to stand and join. We're going to do three songs. The lyrics will be up on the screen. You may know them or not know them. I probably know them. Let's go for it. We're going to use this as a time, an opportunity to get our hearts and minds ready, prepared to receive a good word and encouragement.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me?
It's amazing.
I am a friend of God.
He calls me friend.
I'm a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Who am I?
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me?
It's amazing.
Friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
God Almighty.
God Almighty, Lord.
have called me friend.
God Almighty.
God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
I haven't heard that one in like 5+ years. Thanks, Maul, for bringing that back.
He's given Jesus Christ his Son.
Give thanks
with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son.
And now
let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
Last one. With these old ones, it can be easy to just fall asleep in the lyrics, but some of them are just so beautiful in their simplicity and excellent reminders. This is one of those for me.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I surrender all,
I surrender,
I surrender all,
I surrender
all to you, my glorious Savior. I surrender all.
One more from the top.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give.
Amen. Thank you for singing. You may be seated. And I'll do one or two scriptures out of the Bible. We'll hear from Gabriel, and then we'll have a closing prayer.
As a reminder, if anyone wants to read, we used to take turns, right? And then a lot of you guys got scared by the pronunciations, which I understand. And I do have a master's degree in acting. But anyhow, if anybody wants to read, you know, please do, and we'll at least start passing more around the torch between Emilio and Ash. Last week we finished, because it was Easter, we finished the last three chapters of John, which takes us all the way through the Gospels. And as my brother pointed out this morning, as we move forward into the rest of the books, there's I'll speak for myself. There's a lot of stuff in here that I don't agree with, like, you know, women need to be silent. I mean, sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. So we're going to be making our way through some stuff that, and as my brother reminded us last week, it's the Holy Spirit that leads us through to the truth in all ways of life, in all areas of life, not just the Bible. So we're going to start Acts. It's written the Acts here, and I've never actually said that. So we're going to start Acts chapter 1 today, and we'll probably just read one chapter. Acts chapter 1. The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after he had, by the Holy Spirit, given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days, and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority. Am I saying that word right? Epochs? But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, that is, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These, all with one mind, were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. At this time, Peter stood up in the midst of the brethren. A gathering of about 120 persons was there together, and said, Brethren, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit foretold by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was counted among us and received his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the price of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his intestines gushed out. And it became known to all who were living in Jerusalem, so that in their own language that field was called Hakeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his homestead be made desolate, and let no one dwell in it. And let another man take his office. Therefore, it is necessary that of the men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning with the baptism of John until the day that he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they put forward two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, You, Lord, who know the hearts of all men, show which one of these two you have chosen to occupy this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. And they drew lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. And we'll pick up with chapter 2 next week.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. This week I had spring break, Justina, and so did a whole lot of nothing, which was the plan, orchestrated, and applied perfectly. It was also my father's birthday this week. And, you know, I've been dealing with, this isn't even the sermon, Ash, this is just gravy, Kathleen. You get this for free. This is like the bread they bring at the beginning. Just have some. Enjoy it. And then, but, you know, I don't have a whole outline of what I'd like to say, but things that occur to me throughout the week. And one of the things that was occurring to me was fear and how the devil uses it. When I was thinking about my father and, you know, Darcy and Dad's pictures are right there, the devil tries to use fear to scare me. And so when I come up here, sometimes I feel afraid of what people might think, afraid of Dad had big shoes, both physically and metaphorically, long, skinny, ski feet. Afraid that I won't measure up. But that's the power of the helper, right? And when I come here and I see your kind faces, it helps me, it gives me strength. And it echoes what I'm hearing from the Holy Spirit. If you have integrity and a humble heart, Gabriel, it'll come through. So I just appreciate that. And thank you for coming here and giving me the courage to soldier on. I'll get more to that later, but I want to talk about history like I like to do. And when we were talking about what book we were going to read, are we going to start back from Matthew or continue into Acts, that was a question, right? Dad used to give both barrels to everybody as soon as they come in. Kapoof! Just blow everybody's heads off immediately, first day in. And so I was struggling with the idea of Acts because I got an axe to grind with Paul on some things. And I believe that a lot of how the church has grown over the years has had some problems. You see, in the first chapter of Acts, they got to find a new guy to replace Judas. I had spoken about historians and archaeologists where Judas goes to hang himself, allegedly, by the plots of Caiaphas, the high priest, right? Because they have all these rules about handling the dead, and that's the Passover and all of that. But it's important for the people who were compiling the scriptures to have this number 12. Both because there is this idea of numbers, that they, right? He appears for 40 days, right? He fasts for 40. There's a flood for 40 days, right? These are not coincidence. But also because in the establishment of the church, the proto-Christians, as we have come to call them, before Constantine and the Council of Nicaea, there's all kinds of different Christians who believe all kinds of different crazy stuff, right? And none of them can agree on anything. They're arguing constantly, not only about the nature of Jesus Christ, the nature of salvation, who can be saved, right? As we continue on in Acts, they'll talk about, like, do all Gentiles have to be circumcised? Because that's going to be a tough sell. That's going to be a real tough sell. Jesus loves you. Come over here, I got a knife. So they're trying to hammer out the details of what should be proper Orthodox doctrine. And there are different camps. People who think Peter is the guy, right? He's the guy who loved, or John is the guy who loved it, James, or whomever, right? All of these different gospels and pseudonyms, nom de plume, as they say, And so they kind of have to get their ducks in a row. Who has authority to discuss the scripture? Who has the authority to dispense salvation? Well, the early church leaders have a pretty rational way of thinking, right? Well, Jesus is the head, right? And he chose 12 guys. He called them out personally, right? I saw you under the tree before you even, right? He calls these 12. They follow him around. They're the ones given the names, right? So it would follow that after Jesus, since he's gone, that the apostles would then have the power to say what happened, right? But then they all die. Who then has the authority? Well, the church leaders come up with two ideas. Number one is they call it apostolic authority. As Paul and the rest of the apostles are setting up churches around the Mediterranean, they establish leaders. Those leaders become bishops, right? And those leaders get their authority from the apostles, right? Jesus chose the apostles choose the bishops tell the people. So that's how it goes. But what if two bishops have disagreement about what you can do? Now you need a head honcho. And as we see in the scriptures, Peter is usually the main guy. He's diving into the water, right? He's denying people, cutting people's ears off. He's all over the place. So they say it would stand to reason. Peter, Jesus says, blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and bone has not revealed this to you. When he says, thou art the Christ, and I will call you Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Well, right there. There you have it. So they try and find the place that Peter is buried, and they build St. Peter's Cathedral. Feels a little bit literal to me, but all right, I can go with it. And they use the idea of the Petrine theory, the idea that Peter is the head of the church, ergo, the bishop of Rome, who Peter was, should be the head of the church. And that's how you get the Pope. The problem is, now we have to do some retconning. That's what they call it in like sci-fi and anime. If you've like done all of these stuff with Star Wars and all the Jedi were killed, and then you want to write a new book about Star Wars, you'd be like, oh, not all the Jedi were killed. There's this one guy who survived. You retconned. You fixed the little thing. And so they have to come up with these, right, when Jesus is on the cross and he's with, and he's dying, and it says Mary was there with his beloved disciple. They don't name that person, right? Which allows them, insert person you want, Peter in this case, or James, John, whoever it is. And so now we have 12. We're back up, we're fully staffed, and we can move forward with building the church. You know, I have, when I was a young man, I had a crisis of faith. Crises of faith might be more accurate. And that was because I judged the church and the truth of the gospel by the people who claimed to be Christians. And they're just regular people. Just like me. Just like the people I was working out Trader Joe's with. And I thought, but hold on. If they're no different, then how come they get to go to heaven forever, and this poor dude who's gay has got to burn? That seems unfair. And when I found inconsistencies, I threw the whole thing out. The baby out with the bathwater, as it were. Because the devil had used shortcomings in all of us. But the fear that was in me, the fear about, what if they're wrong, Gabe? What if they're wrong? What if they're wrong and you die and nothing happens? You just get thrown in the dirt. What if they're wrong and you've been missing out. Every Sunday, you get up and go to church like a good boy. Look at Chris Hamrick. He's not going to church, he's playing Metroid. The fear of missing out. The kids call it FOMO, Steve. The fear of missing out. The fear of the meaningless of church. And so in my arrogance, I decided it's all nothing. He used the fear to cause me pain. To mask the fear, since I didn't have any answer, I used arrogance. Right? Any of you guys know any young people who think they know everything? Right? I don't need any of this. And I would sit in the back. I still came to church because, you know, I lived in the back house. My dad was pastor. And I would smugly sit. Oh, here we go again with this. I got it all figured out. Poor guy. He's been spending his whole life doing this. I got it all figured out. The fear was always there, bubbling under the surface. I had to find a way to cover it. I had to find a cope with it. When the arrogance didn't work, I would use alcohol or drugs or anything to calm that voice that was terrifying me. The good tree only produces good fruit. The bad tree only produces bad fruit. Fear is a bad fruit. So anytime we feel it, we know that's the enemy. And Christians feel that fear too. That's why if you question any aspect of traditional dogma, they will come at you. Because they're afraid. Because if there's a chink in the armor, then what if? What if? But Jesus didn't die on the cross so that I could have a book. He died on the cross so that I could have a helper. I don't know about you, but fear comes for me in the middle of the night. I'm not married at the moment. And so sometimes I'm asleep and I wake up and I start to feel that fear. And I used to wake up Patti or Marshall. I'm afraid, make me feel better. Right? But there's nobody there. But that's the thing that I had been missing my entire life. There was something there. There was the helper. As soon as I could humble myself, you don't know everything, Gabe. In fact, you know very little for all of your trivia questions. When I could slow my breathing, when I could actually humble myself and pray to the Lord, He helps me with my fear. What will they say, Gabriel, when they find out that you're up there preaching? He helps me. He says it doesn't matter. If you have a pure heart, people will sense it. What's going to happen to my children? Love them. Guide them. Some take circuitous paths. What's going to happen to the church? When will I get to see my loved ones again? The helper helps me. Because it's of the good tree. So the good fruit is peace. The good fruit is hope, it's understanding, it's all of the things that I need. The problem is that the assault is relentless. It's fear at night, it's irritation in the morning, it's lust in the afternoon, Brother, my schedule is packed. But so I have to keep after it. Keep after it. Constantly keep after it. You know, my brother and I, think a lot similarly in a lot of ways. And we talk about, like, you know, consciousness and bringing your mind to focus on things instead of just, like, idly thinking about nothing. And I remember when they were saying, you got to constantly be focused. And for a person who's scatterbrained like me, that's, like, you know, impossible. And I used to think of the futility of it. How can one stay focused constantly when I've got this? You can't stay focused continually, but the more you work at it, the better you get. The more that you practice it, the better you get. You don't become Michael Jordan in 180s, you know, montage, paint the house and fix the church in one. It takes work over time, but the more I focus on it, the better I get. The more I focus on it, the more that I receive. The more I put in, the more I get out. By your standard of measure, it will be measured back. Or as Dad used to say, measured. Measured treasure. By your standard of measure, it will be measured back. Pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. The more that I put in, the more that I get out. But the more that I behave contrary to the laws of the good fruit, it just all falls apart. And so I know the laws of the good tree by praying and practicing and by what I reap in return. If I behave in a way that causes bad things to happen, then I know that thing is bad. Going to the School of Hard Knocks, Steve. I took night classes. The helper helps, but only in as much as we allow him to help. If I sit in my fear and do nothing, then I allow myself to be taken. If I behave as I've always behaved and then throw my hands up, like, what the heck? If you say a sinner's prayer with Miss Bradshaw when you're in kindergarten and then drink and do drugs and say, well, I don't know why my life hasn't gotten any better, it's because you're not putting in the work, Gabriel. The work. The work of praying and listening to the helper. Aiden came last week, Kendra. The church burst into flames, but Jed and I put it out. Just joking. He's not here, I still can't help it. I gotta make jokes. I just love him so much. And I could tell he was listening to me. It's funny, Steve, because normally if I try and tell him something, he just can't listen. As soon as I open my mouth, it's like I'm speaking in Mandarin and he just can't hear it. Right? Grandma says the same thing. He's like, yeah, you're right, I should study and go to school. That's what I've been saying. But he was sitting right there and he was nodding his handsome head. And I was like, yes, that's right. And afterwards, he came to me and he said, Dad, that was really good. I said, thanks, man. Appreciate that. He's like, I'm going to come to church more often. It's like, thanks, dude. I appreciate that. You may notice that he's not there. Calling shots on this guy. He may come back next week, and I'm sure I will give him a hard time. But if you just come once and be like, yeah, man, that's good, and then go back and play video games and continue behaving the same way you were, then there you shall remain. A body at rest will remain at rest unless acted upon by an outside force. It's a used metaphor, but you know what I'm saying, Doug. Only in as much as I put in, I get out. So when the fear grips me, I cannot hide from it. I cannot numb it. I cannot ignore it. I must address it. What will they say, Gabe? I must live my life in a way that commands respect. I must live my... That's through humility and hard work. And then the fear will fade away. Whatever it is, I don't know what... Everybody's got their own hang-ups. Everybody's got their own... I'm not somebody who struggles with eating too much. I eat too much sugar. But that's not my struggle. That may be something for someone else. Fear is a huge deal for me. That may not bother you at all. But whatever it is, whatever your thing is, whatever your weaknesses are, be sure that the devil is faithful to attack you there. If you are Achilles, wear a boot. You have to address the problem. So my fear has to be faced head on. Like I said, Judd bought pictures, framed them, bought frames and put pictures of Darcy and Dad in them, and I put them right in the wall. And I noticed that I would not look at them. I don't know how long I had been avoiding it, but I wasn't looking at them. Because the pain of their loss and the fear that I would never see them again, it hurt me. That still hurts me. That's where I need the help. On Dad's birthday, that's when I need the help. I need the help. So I pray about it. And the Holy Spirit, have you texted your mother? No, I haven't. Text your mother. Hey, Mom. I love you. You're the best mother and grandmother. This could be a subjective opinion, but I... It just so happened that she was leaving the cemetery. The helper helps me, and I help. It's not a book. The book has wisdom and insight. But I need the help. When I'm afraid at night, I need that help. The pain of loss, I need that help. The frustration with idle children. If idle hands are the devil's workshop, my kids are like working on overtime, y'all. I love them dearly. But I need that help with them because I get frustrated and then I'm just like, I can't even communicate to them without being sarcastic. Surprise. I need that help, that reminder. Jesus, please help me. He's a good boy. Help me to communicate that I love him. Maybe you shouldn't say everything sarcastically, Gabe.
Oh, you think that would help?
Dang it. Dang. I need that help. I gotta have it. And that's why he died.
to save those people, to go to heaven and save me. 2,000 years later, a dummy in a plaid shirt to save me. But I had got it twisted in my mind. Oh, look at those people. And I was shutting myself off from the very thing that I needed desperately. The help. The help. Be encouraged this week. When you feel afraid, there is help. Be encouraged this week. When you feel attacked, there is help. Be encouraged this week. Remind yourself. Take a step back. Listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Are you constantly being sarcastic? Maybe try a different tactic. Are you punching your car steering wheel? Maybe try a different tactic. Do you assume that you know everything? Maybe try a different tactic. It's good. It is good. It is good. It's good because He's good. It's good because He's good. Not the book, not the building, not the people, although they can be good too. But He is the one who is good. And the more that we listen to Him, it builds you up. I can feel it. When I come into this room and I look at your kind faces, I can feel it. When I'm alone in my room and the devil is lying to me, I cannot feel it. And that's the most important time to look for it. The Helper helps. I thank you so much. He's good, and we are doing a good thing. Humble hearts and integrity. That's all you can have. Be blessed this week. Be encouraged this week. Be fortified this week. Be courageous this week. The devil cannot have us. Bow your heads and I'll close in prayer. Lord, thank you for another week. Thank you for this place. Thank you for these people. Thank you for this time. Help us this week, Lord. You know how. You know where. Help remind us to look for you. Help remind us to humble ourselves. Give us opportunities. Give us opportunities, Lord, to connect. To connect with people, to communicate. Help us to hear what you would have us do. Give us the wisdom and discernment to know what that is, and give us the courage and the energy to do that work. The devil wants to beat us down, keep us down, but we got help. We got help. Thank you, Lord. Bind him from us. Destroy every plan of attack. Help us. Encourage us and strengthen us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We're going to sing hymn number 349 and we'll be dismissed. And they will know my disciples by their love. May we go out and love those we disagree with, even progressives. $3.49, Grandma. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. For those of you who are progressive, I was joking. Have a wonderful week. God bless you.